choosing your thoughts and perceptions. And when you notice that something isn't feeling good, reach for a better thought.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my pleasure to be with you here on another Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, as always. I always say this, but I am looking forward to the weekend. It's been a really busy weekend. I'm back in the Pacific Northwest to celebrate. I don't know what it is about January, but we have lots of celebrations of our family, things, anniversaries, birthdays, all sorts of cool things in January. So I flew back to the Pacific Northwest to enjoy that. I'll tell you, I'm getting used to the cold. It took me a few days there. I'm like, oh, I don't think my blood is as thick as it used to be. But that was a lot of fun. And I've got my marvelous chai tea here. It's really good. I've only got coconut milk in it today. You know, I have to tell you that I think the almond milk is a little bit better for me. I like it. It's good. The coconut milk's good, but next week I'm sure I'll get back to having some homemade almond milk. Honestly, I was just a little too lazy. This is just some over-the-counter, we'll say, coconut milk. But it's still good. It's still good. Oh, my goodness. What have you got planned? What are you curled up with for the weekend? I hope it's something wonderful as my guest tonight. She's a dear, dear friend, and she is just the miracle lady. That's what I'm going to call her, the miracle lady. So her name is Marbeth Dunn, and she is a mindset, success, and happiness mentor who trains professionals to create personal and economic miracles. And she's a spiritual teacher with over 35 years, and she uses her intuitive abilities to accurately pinpoint hidden issues holding you back from your greatest successes. She's developed her very own powerful miracle activation technology system, and that's an integrative approach to activate your miracle powers through greater confidence, alignment, financial success, emotional freedom, peace of mind, and harmonious relationships. And she's even been featured on several television networks across the U.S., including NBC, CBS, and Fox Network. And, you know, she's just an awesome lady. And we're going to just talk about, you're going, Sharon, what's this have to do with autoimmune? And I'm like, you know what? You need miracles in your health too. And I think our mindset and happiness play a huge part into our recovery, into our continuing to thrive. So welcome, Marbeth. Thanks for being on the show.
I am so thrilled to be here with you, Sharon. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh my gosh, so have I. I am just absolutely so thrilled by it. Now, Marbeth, tell us a little bit about your background. I know when I say this miracles and your miracle activation technology, but how did you know you had this ability? I mean, I'm just always amazed with people, how their points of discovery.
I did not know that I had the ability to attract miracles, because for most of my life, I was in a state of suffering. I was living in Haiti I lived there for 17 years, but I was in a difficult marriage. I was on the edge financially, and I had a lot of health issues. I had very severe asthma, and I was desperate, and I was very, very, very ready for change. So I was looking very actively in a lot of different esoteric directions for a cure, the cure to asthma. And so it included, I checked out hypnosis, which did help for a while. And I checked out Dianetics and Eidetics and the I Ching and Buddhist chanting and on and on and on. And then one day I was reading in bed, and the sunlight was coming in. We had these beautiful, we had built our house, so we had mahogany shutters and, you know, the louvered windows. And I had the sunlight was coming in, and I was sitting in bed, and I was reading, and I just couldn't keep my attention on the page. So here I am, I'm reading in bed, and I look up, and I'm looking at the sunlight and the little flecks of dust that are in it, the little motes. Yeah. And suddenly I am having a realization that my thoughts are controlling my reality. Now, I had read this, but again, it just went right over my head. And suddenly it was just like, you have power. Your thoughts are controlling what's going on around you. Well, that was pretty shocking because, you know, here I felt very victimized. I felt very powerless. And yet here I have this, you know, and
instant download. I love that. That was epiphany.
Totally instant download. Here, you know, I must have just stopped this neediness for a second, you know, like I need to be cured. When you need something so desperately, you actually are pushing it away from you.
Yes.
I've learned this. It's really important to be in a state of neutrality where you'd really like, you know, for this to happen, but you're okay where you are. Now, I know when you're not feeling well, when you've got, you know, something serious going on. I had something serious happening just a few months ago. And I know how hard it can be to get into that neutral place because you really can't stop thinking about what's going on in your body because it's so present. But here I was, you know, and I just kind of like left the book and I'm looking and there's the download. And, you know, and it was shocking. And I from this download, I developed a deep connection with God, Source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I allowed myself to be guided. And I allowed myself, when I didn't feel right, if things were bothering me, I'd ask for a different way of looking at it.
And, oh, I like that. I want to stop for just a second because sure. This idea of letting go, I've heard the word surrender before, and you said a different way of looking at it. To me, I don't know, I love those words, Marbeth, because it seems, I know this is going to sound silly, it seems so much easier than surrendering.
Yeah. And, you know, if you recognize like, hey, I'm not in this alone. And I know it might be a stretch for some people to reach out to spirit, to reach out. You know, for me, it was a connection with the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, they call it the Ruach HaKodesh. He's been around and, you know, in just so many different religions. And I'll tell you, miracles started to flow in my life. And it was just a matter of changing the thoughts, changing the perceptions, and really focusing on being peaceful.
Okay, so we're choosing a different way to look at it. And part of that is focusing to be peaceful. Mm-hmm. But you're not telling me that you were, I mean, as I'm thinking about that, I was like, okay, Marbeth, I can choose a different way to look at it. But sometimes random thoughts of the old way are going to wander through.
Absolutely. And yeah. You'll know that because suddenly you don't feel so peaceful. And that still happens to me all the time where I notice, oh, look at this. I'm focusing on being sick again. That doesn't make me feel good. So I'm going to shift my thoughts over to my connection with Source, with Spirit. I'm going to just focus on this loving connection. And I'll tell you what I've been doing lately, which has been so much fun. Have I told you about my butterflies?
No. I love butterflies, especially down where you live. I love the butterfly farm down there.
Yes, I love it, Butterfly World. And yeah. So we were there about 6 months ago, and we came back with a milkweed plant with a caterpillar on it. And, you know, and so we planted this, and I was just watching it, and then I noticed that some of the caterpillars kept disappearing, and I was thinking, oh, the lizards are eating the caterpillars. So we ended up taking the cutting from the plant, because it had already been planted, and into the house in a plastic tub with a caterpillar on it and watched the whole process, how he kept growing and eating and I had to get more leaves for him. And then he started to wander because he wanted to make a chrysalis. So I brought in sticks and then, you know, he explored them. And then, you know, he created this chrysalis, which was amazing to watch. This, I have all of this filmed. I'm going to make an amazing film from this.
Wow.
Anyway, after 10 days, the chrysalis turned black, and then you could see it's a monarch. Monarchs grow on milkweed. And so we had this chrysalis, and you could see the butterfly inside of it. And then I came back from Pilates one day, and there is this butterfly sitting in my living room. Oh, my God, it was so exciting. So we took it outside, and of course their wings are wet. It takes them a while to dry. So he sat there, and we were holding him. And, you know, we had this total bonding with this butterfly. It was just amazing. And so through the process now, I have probably about 6 or 8 milkweed plants. And just a few days ago, on one milkweed plant, I had 13 caterpillars. And they
were
ravenous. And they totally devoured this poor plant. But I think that's what the plants, that's their purpose here. They, you know, to create butterflies. And so I, by hand, very delicately, I moved the butterflies over to my other milkweed plants. It was just so sweet. And then yesterday I filmed one of the caterpillars walking. He went up and he said goodbye to one of his friends. And then he took off and he started crawling along the gravel. And then he went into an Ixora bush. And he started, and I'm filming the whole thing. I have 5 minutes of this guy on his little journey and before I lost him in the thicket. But it was just amazing to see this whole process. And then today I saw chrysalis on the milkweed. And you know, I was like, what is this guy thinking? He's doing this on a leaf and these other caterpillars are going to leave it, eat the leaf. So, but anyway, these bring me so much joy. This is my roundabout way of getting back here. As you said, we like to go down the rabbit hole.
Yes. Yeah. That's one thing about Marbeth and I, we get together for 2 because we both travel a lot and all of a sudden we'll go, well, let's meet for tea and we'll go down rabbit holes. But I love this. So we've got the butterflies and it brings you so much joy.
So much joy. So if I'm finding myself, you know, in a place where I'm not feeling very happy, maybe in a state of just not feeling so good, I go outside into my garden and I am there with the caterpillars and the butterflies. And the next thing I know, I'm feeling great.
Absolutely. Now, some people might call that a distraction, but I never do. I call it a shift of reality.
Well, it's going into something that makes me really happy.
Absolutely. Because I think a lot of times people get the belief that what they're experiencing is reality, solid for everyone exactly like that. And that's not true. How we experience life is our reality, and we can choose to have a different experience. So let's talk a little bit about how we choose these experiences, Marbeth. How do you keep miracles flowing?
What you were talking about, choosing, that is the key. So every second you have a choice. You can choose to get upset about something. You can choose to hold on to a grudge, which is going to make you feel icky, you know, or, you know, you may be feeling righteous. You may be feeling, oh yeah, it's their fault and I'm a victim here. But by doing that, you are giving up your power. So your choice every second is what can create miracles. So every second you can choose to be peaceful. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be joyous. And if you're not, then, and you notice, oh, I'm not feeling good here. Like yesterday, I have a wonderful relationship with my fiance. It's been getting better and better and better. And it was so sweet this year, you know, when we were setting our New Year's intentions, he also, you know, he said, I'm just setting the intention that we're going to get closer and closer and closer. So things have just been flowing. But the day before, we had a very challenging day, just a lot of circumstances that were just blocked. And, you know, and so it was very frustrating for both of us, but we really kept it together. Yesterday, I noticed that I was a little snappy. I wasn't calm and relaxed. I was feeling a little more irritated. And then he was also. And so, you know, and I was like, oh, this is my choice here. I can choose that I want something different. I don't want to go into this negative space. I want to be feeling really good. So I go out to my butterflies. I feel good.
Absolutely. Now, something came up for me as you were talking about that. And I was thinking about the number of times when you have a chronic illness, like an autoimmune condition, and you see healthcare providers and they'll say things to you because they'll say, oh, you can never recover from an autoimmune condition, which is not true. I've always told them, I don't care if you're going to label me cured or not, but I feel great. That's all that matters. I don't care what label you put on it. And I think that's important to have those thoughts, but being able to bring ourselves back to where we want to be from that place of happiness and comfort. And sometimes I know Marbeth will agree with me, it's comfortable, but it's not always joyous. I mean, to me, just being in that neutral place you were talking about is a great place to be. You don't always have to be, you know, jumping for joy and excited. And one of the problems I have with a lot of the medical community is they'll say things, Marbeth, like, get real. And they'll bring you right back down, like, get real, you're never going to get better, or, you know, you need this, or you need that, or whatever it is.
The reality.
Yeah, that's their reality, not mine.
Not yours, and it doesn't have to be. And I find that so often a doctor gives you a diagnosis. 20 years ago, a doctor told me I would be on prednisone for the rest of my life. I stopped breathing. I had a respiratory arrest. You know, he said, you're going to be on prednisone for the rest of your life. I weaned myself off of that in 3 months. I don't buy in just because some doctor tells me, and he believes it. He believes that, you know, this from his heart, he's not, you know, doing anything that's against him. But what happens is people are so impressionable. It's like casting a spell on you. When a doctor tells you, you're going to die in 3 months, you know, it's sort of like, oh my God, I'm going to die in 3 months. Now you have a choice right there. You can either believe it or not. And for me, I truly believe in miracles, as do you, because look at you.
Marbeth has been with me through the whole 3.5 year process. And so she knows what she's talking about believing and choosing. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't listen to advice, guys. I want you to be clear that this isn't airy-fairy, like just living in la-la land. This is you doing your research and making informed decisions is part of creating miracles. It's not just, sitting there going, okay, miracle, come here.
Well, there's another aspect to this that I want to address, and that is, so often we make decisions that are not even conscious, and it can involve something very painful. And then you may notice that you may find that as you release whatever the condition is, you have a recognition of like, oh yeah, I made that decision years ago. For me, the other day, we have been working with a different doctor and I'm feeling great. And then a few days ago, I noticed I had a pain in my chest and it was like, oh, what's going on? Are my lungs, you know, feeling reactive again? And then it was like, oh no, I'm feeling sadness, you know, and I have the tools to release, you know, any of these emotions that come up. So I explored it because this was emotions that I had been carrying since I was probably pre-verbal. And here I am carrying them in my chest, which of course, you know, creates that pain. And so I release them and I've been feeling amazing. I've, you know, just kind of opened me up into, it's like, okay, it's gone. So that's another thing that you need to be aware of is that very often we have emotional reasons that create these physical situations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We need to take a quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back with Marbeth and explore this idea more about trapped emotions and are they causing a physical symptom? And also about how we can stay in those positive places as well as allow miracles to come. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're talking with the marvelous Marbeth Dunn. She is a mindset, success, and happiness mentor who trains professionals to create personal and economic as well as health. I mean, I'm going to put personal and health kind of, I know they're not separate. But we've been talking about how to create health miracles as well. Although what she's telling us works regardless of the context. You can move it about. It's not context specific, meaning just for health, just for financial, whatever it is, it all works. So welcome back, Marbeth. This has been totally fascinating. When we had to take that break, we were talking about how sometimes emotions, whether they're old emotions or maybe just one that happened recently, can get stuck and we can feel it in our physical body. And that one of the things I've said often to my healthcare providers is when you have a chronic condition, sometimes you lose perspective on when is an itch just an itch. And in your case, you're like, oh my goodness, is this a reactivation of symptoms or is it something else? And you took some time to explore and said, oh, it's something else. What are some of the steps you took that someone could go, oh, that's how Marbeth found it? Because in all honesty, you made it sound so simple just to go, oh, I realized it was sadness. And I'm thinking, well, wonderful. What happens if we've never explored how we know?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is to ask, is this sadness? You know, what's going on in here? Is there an emotional reason? Now, what I do very often is I'll use muscle testing. Somebody could use a pendulum. I don't have one handy, or I could, you know, do a quick little pendulum experience here. But I use muscle testing, and I can show you, this is a very simple way where you link your thumbs.
Okay, and so you link your thumbs together, and so you're making two circles, like a sort of an infinity circle thing with your thumbs. Okay.
So you ask yourself, you know, is there an emotional, well, first of all, you want to test it for yourself. Like, you ask yourself, like, I would say, like, my name is Marbeth, and then, of course, it's strong. It, you know, you can feel that there's a strength there. So try it.
So you're just pulling between the thumb and the four fingers there to see if you can break those two circles.
Yes. So if it's a yes, then it's going to be strong. But if I said my name is Sharon, it just breaks apart.
Oh, I'm going to say my name is Marbeth. Oh, geez, you're right. I just started to say Mar. I didn't even say Marbeth and it broke apart.
Yeah.
How fascinating. Okay. So I've got these two circles with each of my thumbs and forefingers interlocked to make like an infinity. I know if you're watching on video, it's easy for you to see, but because this also goes out in audio, I want people to know that what we're doing is interlocking our thumb and forefingers on both hands so our hands are connected. And that's how we're pulling to where the thumb and forefingers come together.
Yes.
So we asked about our name and we realized that that was strong. And when I started to say my name was Mar, not even your whole name, Marbeth, my fingers came apart.
Yes. So you can play with that.
This is where I would ask other questions, like, is this an emotion?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, you can ask yes or no questions. Okay. And you know, is there an emotional reason for the symptom that I'm experiencing?
Ah, okay.
And very often it can be, you know, this is a very simplified way, but it can be more complex. And I remember years ago when I had a physical energy healing practice, I have, you know, very strong background in energy healing and, you know, working with consciousness. And I had a client who was a psychologist, and she had a skin condition. She had a rashes all over her body. It was chronic, you know, talk about autoimmune.
Yeah.
And she was on my table and we were working together, and all of a sudden she remembered that her mother, now this is a memory where she was a little girl, but, you know, very, very small. Her mother was forced to have an abortion for medical reasons. Now, her mother never told her this, but she knew it. And so she took on the shame and the guilt from the mom, and she'd been carrying it for 50-something years.
Wow.
And
so it doesn't
even
have to be something, it doesn't even have, I'll say, have to be yours. I mean,
no.
Carrying it around, but it could start anywhere.
Yeah, it could start anywhere. You know, I'm very empathic, and empaths, we take on other people's stuff, basically.
Right. My hand
so
goes
I would say
on
the
one.
First question to ask in your yes or no questions with the muscle testing is this mine?
Great question.
Yeah, because it might not be.
Oh. Now, yeah. Does it work differently if it says, is this mine? And you're saying, no, it's not yours. Can we ask, whose is it?
Yeah, you'd have to name people's names. You know, is it this one? Is it that one? Because you can only ask yes or no questions.
Right.
But
well, that's kind of the path that we find out that it's something that, is this mine? And you say, yes. What would be the next question for us to figure out what it is? Where would we go from there? If it's
well, again, it could be hit or miss. Now, your body loves you. It's always communicating with you. So, you know, very often, you know, if you have like a pain in the neck, very often.
Those are words I used to describe people in my world.
Yes.
In the rear end, aren't they? Or something like that. And it's funny how it sometimes manifests in your own body, just depending on your
not
own.
Just sometimes. Yeah, your body's very literal. So sometimes, you know, if somebody makes your skin crawl, suddenly, you know, you could end up or you know, getting, they give me a headache, you know. So it could actually be a reaction to people around you, you know, just saying. It's really fascinating. I just find this work, you know, just so fascinating because there can be very many reasons, you know, and it could be, also, I've discovered, and we can talk about it a little later because I want to share with you a book that I've written. Some of the reasons that we have these experiences or these physical issues can relate to something that happened up, you know, like three generations back up your father's lineage. As you know, with a client I worked with this morning, experience that she was having, a pattern that she was having, actually started back three generations. And you know, we're able to clear it. But it can also be something show up from another lifetime. I mean, I'm a little woo-woo, as you may have guessed. But once you activate it, you can actually feel the expansion as it releases. and you can feel a lot better, you know, if that's where the cause originates. So sometimes we just, you know, you can start exploring, but it can totally take you down a rabbit hole.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've been down many rabbit holes, but sometimes the rabbit holes, I'd say it's about 50-50. A lot of times the rabbit holes are very successful. If not that rabbit hole on the journey, I go, oh, I didn't know that. I'll get back to that in a moment. And it's that tangential rabbit hole that turns out to be the light moment where a light bulb goes off and you get these epiphanies.
Yes.
Let's talk about epiphanies for just a second. I know here's a rabbit hole for us, Marbeth. I think too many people often dismiss epiphanies, and the epiphanies can come anytime, anywhere, anyway. And I think too many people like don't even realize that epiphany has just happened. Let's talk about some of the signs that happen when you have these activations or moments where you're like, okay, that really could be something important. I should stop and focus.
So you have this experience, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this realization. Wow, this is amazing. And then you go back to your old thinking. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Or you have this moment of a realization, maybe of a trauma from your childhood, shall we say, and you're like, oh, that never could have happened. That must be some bad B movie I watched. And I'm just sort of remembering it, and I don't, you know, whatever. And you go on with your life I think those are the moments that are the juiciest and the most profound that we're easily talk ourselves out of, just because maybe we don't want to deal with it at the moment.
It may not feel safe for you to deal with it at the time. I think safety is really, that's my number one insistent, you know, I insist on safety when I'm working with people. You know, I always check in, is it safe for them to explore this right now? And it may not be. And then, you know, we don't go there. So if you have that flash, and it may just bring up, you know, kind of like maybe something that feels, makes you feel anxious or fearful. And then the thought is gone. And it's like, what did I just think? You know, it wasn't necessarily safe for you to explore it at this time. That doesn't mean it won't be safe tomorrow. And that, again, is where choice comes in. We can choose to feel safe.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. We'll just want a little plug here for Sarah Payton's too. You guys go back onto lifeinterruptedradio.com and also search for Sarah Payton if you're interested more in the idea of safety. That one of the things that we've done a couple of great interviews with her on discovering safety. And tonight we're talking about miracles. If you're more interested in the idea of safety, check out Sarah Payton's interviews, because she's an expert in nonviolent communication work and creating safety. So thank you, Marbeth. To me, once I learned the idea of safety, and once I realized that the unconscious mind was always asking like a little radar beacon, am I safe? Am I safe? And consciously reminding it, we're safe. We're safe. We're not a 5-year-old child who's afraid to go to school because of the bully or something, that I'm safe. A lot of things happen very quickly once I was able to consciously remind my unconscious that as an adult, I'm safe.
Yes, that's and it's really important. But if you don't feel safe, then it's really important to stop whatever you're doing and then get into that place of feeling safe. And always check in, it may not be the right time for you to explore that. Or maybe you need to work with a professional. Maybe it's not something that you should be doing yourself.
All good points. And it's okay to stop, guys. It's fine to stop. Sometimes when I have that happen to myself, I make a little note. I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes it's very important to me. I want to get back to this, but it's not right for me right now. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've had these great epiphanies and then 5 minutes later, I forget them. So I do sometimes, if I feel it's an important one, I write it down in my journal with a little asterisk next to it to make sure that I remember what was it that was I was feeling. Because sometimes just distance, or I'll say just sitting on it for a while, makes it seem to dissipate whatever activation it was happening for me.
Sure.
As well. And fine.
Sure.
And then the other part that's always amazing to me, as I know you're aware, Marbeth, is just sitting on it for a while, the teacher appears, the guide can appear. And you're like, you know them when you see
but it
them.
Was.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I was waiting for.
And then we have something like 80,000 thoughts every day. you know, all these thoughts are continually going by. And for most of them, we don't even, you know, attach any connection to them at all. They just go by. And then something goes along and you get an emotional charge about it, you know, and then you become like fixated on that particular thought. It's just the thought. But what's the charge, you know, and where are you holding it in your body? You know, so often, you know, as I said, our bodies are like, they just love us so much. They're there to help us expand and grow and heal. They want us to be healthy. And so, but they're always giving us messages. So maybe the experience that you're having in your body is a message. It can be a message, you know, like tune into this particular thing or let go of that. Speaking of immune, this was really fascinating. Years ago, I had really severe candida. It was bad. And, you know, just the chronic infections over and over again. I downloaded a book from the internet. It was like, you know, 90 pages, and I put it in a binder, and I hadn't even started to read it. And I asked myself, why do I have this issue? And right in front of my eyes, I got a flash of my ex-husband. Now, he had, you know, boundary issues. You know, he did not respect my boundaries. So the same thing with candida, it doesn't respect your boundaries. And so, and I had left him at that point, you know, so I was, you know, creating stronger boundaries, but we are one body, mind, spirit. And my body had not set those boundaries. And once I got that flash, it vanished. I didn't even need to open the book, the binder. It was gone.
Fascinating how that happens sometimes, isn't it? Always amazes me. We need to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Beth and explore about more about this idea of getting the body, mind, and spirit all to line up in the communication cycle. Right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. .com. Thanks. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're talking with Marbeth Dunn. She's a mindset, success, and happiness mentor. And she has developed the powerful miracle activation technology that is an integrative approach to activate your miracle power breakthroughs. I love that. She does everything from confidence to financial success, emotional freedom, peace of mind, and even harmonious relationships. But before we had to take that quick commercial break, we were talking about getting all three parts of us, the emotions, the mind, well, I guess I'm going to go more, the consciousness and the body, everything to line up and be in agreement. Because sometimes, as you mentioned your story there, one of the parts wasn't falling in line, shall we say, until you had that moment of awareness. So what are some things that we can do if we're like, okay, Marbeth, we've done some of your suggestions, the muscle testing and things like that. It's still not happening. Could it be that something's out of alignment?
It can totally be. And I also wanted to say one of my teachers, and here I had had this experience with a candida, and I was training in consciousness, you know, just really consciousness training, working with patterns three-dimensionally. It's a little woo-woo stuff. And the teacher started to talk about how immune diseases, are created by boundary issues. So that's something that you may want to explore, because I know from my experience, that was the case.
I'm going to write a note down on that, because, you know, you're so true. I have heard before about boundary issues, where you can even take that further if you say, all right, Sharon, it's not a boundary issue, but what is if that situation, person, circumstance, context, whatever you want to say, is causing you stress? And a lot of people don't equate, like, the stress is technically a boundary issue. Yes. Or they'll give it some other thing and not really realizing that it is a boundary issue. And boundaries are two things that I like to keep in mind in case sometimes people aren't really clear. And that's this idea of what's yours is yours and what mine is mine, and they stay separate. You could still love and cherish and honor everybody in the world, but you just don't have to take on their stuff.
Yes.
And great old quote, and I don't know who said it or whatever. I've just seen it online numerous times, so I apologize to whoever lays claim to it, is that I just nowadays go around like, not my monkey, not my circus.
I love that.
And I just feel like that just diminishes so much drama when people try to put their drama on me. And oftentimes when I take on their drama is when I don't feel, my body then doesn't feel well.
Absolutely. And, you know, many people on this call are empathic, like I am.
Yeah.
And you are also. You're empathic too. And when you're empathic, you can feel other people's stuff in your own body. That's why the question, is this mine? You know, so often we love to help people. You know, we're very loving and kind, and the next thing we know, we've taken on somebody else's burden. We wanted to help them, but it isn't healthy for you to carry them in any way. You need to be able to separate yourself from other people. That's what I think where the boundary comes in.
It's a lot of times people say things to me like, Sharon, that's selfish. And I said, no, I like to look at it as being dispassionately passionate. Yeah. I'm passionate about the person, but I have to stay dispassionate about whatever situation, context, thing is happening in their world. And so I'm able to stay disconnected from all the drama, the emotion, all of that, and still remain passionate about that person. A passionate, loving friend, a parent, a loving, you know, somehow people hear the idea of passionate and they think intimacy, you know, they get kind of carried away with that. I just call it dispassionate, learning to stay dispassionately passionate about all of those people in your world. One of the things I wanted to bring up, Marbeth, about energy, though, and empaths is it's not just individuals. I can go into certain communities and I, if I'm not careful, pick up the energies of the whole community.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that's walking into something, a smaller community, shall we say, like a hospital, and feeling like, oh, wow, I got to share and work on boundaries here. Or even into larger communities, you can begin to pick up things.
Yes.
That okay, this really isn't going to be of my, to my highest and greatest good.
Well, you know, with the election of last year, right after the election, I felt so much anxiety. And it went on for weeks, and I'm doing everything I know how to do, that I'm thinking I know how to do, to relieve this anxiety, and it's not going away. And it was so uncomfortable. And finally, I asked, is this mine? And of course, it wasn't. And then I realized all these people who were so angry and upset, I was feeling all of their anxiety. So what I did, and this is something that you can do too, is I went into my heart, I put my hands over my heart, and I sent love and peace to everyone who was feeling such anxiety and such anger. And I had peace just wash all over me. It, again, we're talking miracles. It was just, I just felt so good, and it never came back again. So that's something that, you know, can address what you're feeling. Conversely, when I was in Assisi in Italy, just walking towards the church, maybe 300 yards out, I felt this immense peace and love and reverence coming from that church because of all the love and peace and reverence that was there. It was amazing. I've never experienced anything like that anywhere else. So we are sensitive to energy. We're energy beings. We just appear to be these solid bodies, but we're not.
Some of this might be going over somebody's head, and that's fine. They're saying, well, I never feel anything like that. I want to throw out the concept that you probably do. Your body's picking up on it. It's just about building awareness.
Very true. To
shift our thoughts and perceptions. So as you're telling people about this, Marbeth, what are some skills, you like, is this mine? And we've talked about that, things like that. What are some other skills in case we're saying, well, Marbeth, this all sounds really good, but I've never walked by a monument or whatever and felt anything.
Okay, but you may have when you've gone to a party and you noticed that it was flat and the energy just wasn't happening, and you know, you just wanted to leave because it didn't feel good. Or conversely, you can walk into a party and it's going and you feel really good because the energy of everyone in the party is feeling good. It's happy energy. Or have you ever, you know, had come into a room and your hackles rise on the back of your neck and you're getting, or maybe the hair rises on your arms? You know, you're picking something up there. Maybe something that your body is warning you, this isn't a good situation. So you are, if you think about it, you'll start to become more aware of it. But if you're not aware of it, this is just something you can explore.
Oh, those are great things to understand, like the idea of the party, or how many of us, I can raise my hand, know that I've walked into situations where the hair rose on the back of my neck and the hypervigilance started to come out, and knowing that that is one of those ways that you're feeling, quote unquote, energy. Because oftentimes I have people drop me a quick email and say, oh, well, that sounded so good, Sharon, but I've never felt energy like that or something like that. So I love very concrete ways that you can begin to feel energy. And once you feel those types of ones, you know the feeling, you know the sensation. So you begin to become more and more aware of the more nuanced types of energies that some of the things that Marbeth and I have been talking about might be a little bit more nuanced. So if you're new to this, just as you go about places, stop and take a moment and say, what am I feeling? What am
That's
I noticing?
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness. We need to take one final quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get a few parting thoughts from Marbeth and find out more about her brand new book, as well as the Miracle Activation Technology System that she uses. So we'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. with Om Times experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, oh, I'm just so thrilled, but we're just down to the last wire. I know we could just go on and on when I get with my guests. It's always so much fun. We're here with Marbeth Dunn, and she has developed the powerful miracle activation technology, and she's been sharing with us some ideas, just some beginning ideas of how to discover more miracles in your life. And Marbeth, give us a couple of final thoughts, and then tell us about your new book.
Well, we talked about choosing your thoughts and perceptions. And when you notice that something isn't feeling good, reach for a better thought. I think that's really key. Forgiveness is really important. Mm-hmm. If you spend a little time every day forgiving the people who you feel have hurt you in any way, generally I find that they're our best teachers because they enable us to grow beyond our little selves. So we have the forgiveness, we have the choice, and always to reach for something that's more peaceful, because that helps you align with spirit, with God's source, the universe. Try to keep thoughts that are happy and joyous and loving. And again, that will help you be more aligned.
I love this. We'll have to have you back for forgiveness, because I think that's a whole nother hour. But
it is.
Tell us about your new book, Marbeth. I'm so excited. So happy for you.
Thank you. It's called 5 Reasons Smart People Make Same Dumb Mistakes Over and Over Again in Life.
I love that title.
And I think we touched on some of the reasons today. These are surprising reasons, things you may not have thought of, like, Why do I keep getting stuck? Why am I stuck in this pattern? I keep choosing the wrong man. I keep making the same mistakes. I keep snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Well, the reason is that sometimes we have these old patterns. Sometimes, you know, there can be past life experiences. And so the book will explore, it's a little ebook, you know, that you can explore some of the reasons that have been keeping you stuck and why you find yourself making these same mistakes over and over again, or stuck in these old patterns. And you can get that at yourmiraclepower.com/biz, B-I-Z, yourmiraclepower.com/biz/.
Oh, I love that. Because you got me to thinking about, I have this saying with some of my girlfriends when they introduce me to a new boyfriend, it's always, same man, different body. Mm-hmm. So I think that plays out in my mind, that idea of your new ebook called 5 Reasons Smart People Make the Same Dumb Mistakes Over and Over in Life. And it's yourmiraclepower.com/biz/. We'll have that up on lifeinterruptedradio.com. But it can get it there because I know a lot of you like to listen to the podcast when you're doing other things, exercising and doing other things to stay healthy and be part of our thriving community. And before I forget, this, along with all the other episodes, we're diligently working to get Transcribe Tribe completed. We're, I don't know, about 90, 95% complete now, but Marbes will also be transcribed and up there. So go to lifeinterruptedradio.com and sign up, and you'll be able to get all, oh gosh, we're, I don't know, somewhere at around 100 and, I don't know, maybe 158 episodes now. I'm losing count. We're up there. Yeah. And like I said, not all of them are transcribed yet, but if you click on one of the buttons and it's not transcribed, it's just drop us a note on the contact page at lifeinterruptedradio.com. Tell us which one you're looking for and we'll jump on that lickety-split. But like I said, I think right now most of them are up and ready for you. And Marbeth, oh my goodness, all the success to you in the world. Looking forward to seeing you again when I'm down in your neck of the woods. And be sure and check out her Miracle Activation Technology System at yourmiraclepower.com/biz/, as well as getting her ebook, 5 Reasons Smart People Make the Same Dumb Mistakes Over and Over in Life. And thank you so much, Marbeth, for being my guest tonight.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. This has really been fun.
Oh, it's always fun with you, Marbeth. It's just great. Everyone, go have a great weekend and week, whatever your adventures. As always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.